This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in for the first time, what I do on Film Bookcast, I discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film sometimes. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week. Now let's check out some film news from this week. According to Discussing Film, Grammy winner Frank Ocean has reportedly entered negotiations with A24 for his untitled feature directorial debut. He's also expected to write the film, and Ocean is no stranger to directing as he previously helmed a 46-minute performance of his visual album Endless in 2016. Add this to the long list of exciting upcoming projects from A24 as the studio seems to be carving out its own name in Hollywood as a groundbreaking force for new talent. We'll keep up with news about this untitled, unannounced Frank Ocean project. But exciting news for any fans of Frank Ocean out there. Some more film news from this week. Fans of Mad Max will be excited as Mad Max Fury Road prequel, Furiosa, has finally started filming in Australia. It's not going to arrive in theaters until May 24th of 2024, and reportedly it's the biggest film ever made in Australia. It's described as a standalone story that will dive into the origins of the character previously portrayed by Charles E. Theron before crossing paths with an anti-hero of a Mothership franchise. Chris Hemsworth, Taylor Joy, and Tom Burke are all in the project, and it's written and directed by George Miller. We'll keep up with news about Furiosa as it just started filming in Australia. Exciting news for fans of Mad Max. Lastly this week, Joker 2 seems like it's actually going to happen, with reports that Todd Phillips has made some progress on the script, and Warner Brothers CEO reportedly wants Phillips to serve as an advisor to the whole DC slate on the platform. So exciting news for any fans of the first Joker, as it seems that Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix, or maybe even Willem Dafoe, will link up on a Joker 2, but exciting news for any fans like me of the original Joker. That's it for film news from this week. This week in TV news, more than 2 years after the project was officially announced, production on Disney Plus's highly anticipated TV adaptation, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, has finally begun in Vancouver. Variety reported this week that filming began on the live-action series that tells the fantastical story of the 12-year-old modern demigod, Percy Jackson, who's just coming to terms with his newfound supernatural powers when the sky god Zeus accuses him of stealing his master lightning bolt. Now, Percy must trek across America to find it and restore order to the Olympus. New cast members was announced this week, and exciting news for fans of Percy Jackson and the Olympians, as Disney Plus's hotly anticipated series just began filming. Another exciting piece of TV news this week, the crew of HBO's Our Flag Means Death is ready to set sail once again as HBO has renewed the series for a second season. Quickly becoming a fan favorite among HBO offerings, the series stars Rhys Darby. No word yet on a release date for the second season, but we'll keep up with news as one of HBO's most popular news shows is now set for a second season. The last bit of TV news we'll check out this week, there's not going to be a third season of Ridley Scott's Raised by Wolves. HBO Max has canceled the sci-fi drama series after two seasons. There is hope for a third season on another platform, as apparently they have a story that they want to finish. So any fans of Raised by Wolves, don't give up hope, as there may be a third season somewhere, but it's not going to be on HBO Max. That's it for TV. This week in international film news, Patrick J. Adams and Corinne Vaness have been cast as the leads in an English language adaptation of the time travel drama Plan B. The show is based on the fact that the British Empire stole many items as it grew around the world, and today, many of those objects are housed in genteel institutions across the UK. The series tells the not-so-polite history behind those objects. Some more international film news, The Morning Show star Augustus Prue and Sherlock's Mark Gatiss have boarded Russell T. Davies' drama Nolly, starring Helena Bonham Carter.
Prue will play Tony Adams, Nolly Crossroads co-star, with Gatta starring as entertainer Larry Grayson. Others have boarded the project, including Richard Lintern, Antonia Bernath, Benathy Antonia, Claire Foster, and Chloe Harris. The last bit of international news from this week, Orange is the New Black star Jackie Cruz has replaced Stephanie Beatriz as the co-lead in horror thriller History of Evil, which just wrapped. Paul Wesley co-stars in the film, and it's written and directed by Iranian-American filmmaker Bo Mirhoseni. The History of Evil is about a family on the run from a corrupt state that takes refuge in a safe house with an evil past, a terrifying last stop on the near-future Underground Railroad. Very cool film. That is it for international news. This week in home releases, The Devil You Know, starring Omar Epps, an ex-con who's given a new chance at life after overcoming addiction in prison. His loving family supports him every step of the way. However, when his brother is accused of a terrible crime, he must decide how far he's willing to go in the name of loyalty. The things he does in the name of brotherhood send him down a slippery slope, and he must stop himself before he falls back into the hole he crawled out of. The Devil You Know is now available on DVD. Another DVD that came out this week is Big Gold Brick. When it comes to Floyd Derox, there's never a dull moment. Always adept at getting attention, he's now reached middle age and decided that now is a good time, as to any, to have someone write a biography of him. Samuel Liston, at first glance, definitely would not seem to be the most likely candidate to help. It is not long, however, before he is roped into Floyd's orbit. Big Gold Brick is now available on DVD. The last home release we'll check out this week is Ted K. It's a real-life story of Ted Kaczynski, who became known as the Unabomber. Ted was a mathematical genius who lived in an isolated cabin in the woods without any modern conveniences. Increasingly, Ted begins to believe technology is ruining the Earth. Jet planes flying over his cabin especially annoyed him. To get his revenge, Ted started mailing bombs to people who he believed harmed society. Ted K is now available on DVD. That's it for home releases from this week. Now let's check out some film trailers from this week, titled Anything's Possible. We got the trailer this week, and the film is a delightfully modern Gen Z coming-of-age story that follows Kelsa, a confident high school girl who is trans and she navigates through senior year. When her classmate Kyle gets a crush on her, he musters up the courage to ask her out, despite the drama he knows it will cause. What transpires is a romance that showcases the joy, tenderness, and pain of young love. Check out the trailer for Anything's Possible. It will debut on Amazon Prime July 22nd. Another movie trailer that we were treated to this week is Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. The latest trailer sees the duo Beavis and Butthead heading off into space, as they've somehow been chosen to make their way into space. The duo time travels through a dark hole and ends up in the year 2022. They'll have to find their way back home. Fans of Beavis and Butthead will be excited, as I was a fan of the original series, and this trailer gives me very good vibes about the upcoming film. Check out the trailer for Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. It'll debut on Paramount Plus June 23rd. The last film trailer we'll check out this week and is an action-packed fight to the death set in a fairy tale world. The Princess stars Emmy Award nominee Joey King as a beautiful, strong-willed princess who refuses to wed the cruel sociopath to whom she's betrothed, and is kidnapped and locked in a remote tower of her father's castle. The Princess is directed by Vietnamese filmmaker Le Van Kiet, director of many films including Dust of Life, House in the Valley, Gentle, The Rich Woman, and The Requiem. The screenplay is written by Ben Lustig and Jake Thornton. It'll be streaming exclusively on Hulu July 1st. Check out the trailer. It's a crazy, twisted, medieval tale. Check out The Princess July 1st on Hulu. That's it for film trailers. This week in TV trailers, HBO released the full Irma Vip trailer for its upcoming miniseries adaptation of the 1996 cult classic film. It's scheduled to premiere on Monday, June 6th on HBO Max, and the trailer features Alicia's character, who gets caught in the middle of a chaotic TV production led by an eccentric French director, while she also deals with personal problems involving her ex-girlfriend. It's almost like a series within a series, and gives us a preview of a chaotic TV production led by an eccentric French director. Set against the backdrop of a lurid crime thriller, it will center around an American movie star named Mira, as she struggles as the distinctions between herself and the character she plays begin to blur and merge. It's written and directed by Olivia Assayas. Check out the trailer for Irma Vep. It'll debut on HBO June 6th.
Another TV trailer we check out this week comes from Apple TV Plus, and it's a new workplace comedy called Loot, starring SNL alum Maya Rudolph as Molly, a filthy rich wife living in the high life with her high-tech ex-husband played by Adam Scott. But when she finds out that he's cheating with a much younger woman, Molly has a life of her own to face, a prospect that leaves her sobbing and scarfing down handfuls of candy. Molly is left with a staggering $87 billion divorce settlement. Check out the trailer for Loot. It'll debut on Apple TV Plus June 24th. The last TV trailer we'll talk about this week comes from Peacock, and it's the season 2 trailer of Rutherford Falls. All 8 episodes of the series will debut on June 16th from co-creators Sierra Teller, Michael Schur, and Ed Helms. The series follows best friend Nathan Rutherford and Regan Wells as they tackle their careers, love life, and big changes to their small town in the Native American reservation at Borders, bought by a casino executive, Terry Thomas. Check out the trailer for Rutherford Falls. It'll debut on Paramount Plus June 16th.
All right. Time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, we're checking out Where is Anne Frank? Directed by Ari Folman, it's the first international animated film on the Holocaust, and it's been selected as part of the 2021 Cannes Film Festival official selection. In her diary, Anne Frank addressed her imaginary friend, Kitty. In his new animated film, Where is Anne Frank, Israeli director Ari Folman brings Kitty to life for the first time, telling her story. In search of her best friend, Anne Frank, Kitty becomes a witness to the Frank family's last months in the Holocaust and to Europe after the Second World War. Where is Anne Frank is an incredibly touching and important animated film. From June 1942 to August 1944, Anne Frank and her family lived hiding in Amsterdam in the annex that has now become a famous museum. This is where Anne Frank wrote her diary, addressed to her imaginary friend, Kitty. 75 years later, a miracle occurs in Anne Frank's house. The glass case that protects the famous diary shatters on a stormy night, and as a drop of ink runs down the precious pages, a pretty 14-year-old girl comes to life, and it's Kitty. Dressed in the style of the 1940s, Kitty is alone, and will Kitty ever survive without Anne Frank's diary? Will she become a real person? I absolutely love Where is Anne Frank? I don't watch many animated films for my own shortcomings, but Where is Anne Frank is not only telling an important story, but it's doing it in an incredibly touching way. The film made me cry. In its humanity and the story that it tells using Anne Frank's imaginary friend, Kitty, and Kitty meets up with this boy, Peter, and just all the elements of the characters are extremely well written and based in very good humanity, because we see we get to relive a lot of Anne's memories through Kitty. The movie's title is Where is Anne Frank? And there's a lot of scenes where the words in her diary are coming off the page and coming to life. Anne Frank, in my mind, you know, philosophically, Anne Frank is living in these memories, in this imaginary friend Kitty, in these words on a page, in this museum, you know, in these experiences that she wrote down in her diary. It's an incredibly powerful film, and I didn't really expect it to be powerful considering its format, but it's so well done and so well written. Words on a page almost become like a living, breathing story in Kitty, and the way it's used in Where is Anne Frank is brilliant in how it tells the story about where they came from, the place in which they were, how these words were written, why they were written, how they were able to be written, all in an environment that is really, you know, challenging in its threat, you know, to Anne's life and her family and the people that she knows. And you're going through these incredibly powerful memories of Anne through Kitty. And it's almost like the film is done in such a beautiful way that there's so much symbolic meaning within every choice that Ari made in the film. You know, Anne Frank almost also lives in the guests in her museum, because her memories get to be viewed and digested and thought about. Her experiences get to be seen
and by different people every day. And it's just it's a beautiful way of using film and using language and using animation. The film is light, but it's also heavy because we're talking about the Holocaust, you know, and it's just an incredibly well done film. I would personally give it an 8.5 out of 10 because it's just so powerful. And the animation goes away very quickly because you're quickly immersed into an incredibly powerful story. That's what I appreciated most about Ari's film. And no wonder why it was selected at Cannes, because it's an amazing 90 minutes. It's only 90 minutes, and you will leave this film with... it will leave an impression on you. Where is Anne Frank will leave an impression on you, regardless of its format, regardless of its animation. It's an incredibly good piece of work, and congratulations to Ari for making it, and congratulations on it being selected for Cannes, because it's just simply beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Really listen to the words that Kitty uses. Listen to the relation that she has to Anne. It's beautiful, and I hope you like it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter at cbanksy, S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram at thechrisbanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.